From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia's most widely known opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, along with hundreds of his supporters, were detained at street demonstrations unfolding in Moscow and 90 other Russian cities. AP's Ben Thomas reporting.
Thousands of demonstrators crowded into Moscow's Pushkin Square in a day of protests across Russia ahead of Vladimir Putin's inauguration for a fourth term as president. A monitoring group says more than 350 people have been arrested around the country. Ben Thomas, AP Radio News.
U.S. Navy reinforcing its presence in the Atlantic Ocean with the resurrection of a naval command in response to increasing assertiveness by Russia's military. U.S. Second Fleet is operational again almost 7 years after it was disbanded for cost-saving and organizational reasons. Earlier this year, the U.S. military announced a new national defense strategy that prioritizes Russia and China. It was the latest sign of shifting priorities after more than 15 years of fighting terrorism. Three suicide bombers attacked the residence of the Kandahar Afghanistan police chief, officials saying Afghan security forces killed three assailants before they could reach their target, no group claiming responsibility. When a Pakistani celebrity singer used the hashtag MeToo to accuse a male colleague of sexual harassment, it shook the country's entertainment industry. Meesha Shafi is now the first woman in Pakistan. She's not to use the hashtag or share her story. The MeToo movement began in the U.S. a number of years ago, resurrected last year in Hollywood, has touched Pakistan already. Shafi is not the most famous. This is VOA News.